Blog Talk Radio.
Has some sort of, I guess, the
acid in the lemon, for some reason, it helps strip dead skin cells. So it definitely can be used as astringent. It has properties in it that actually produces a natural cleanser. Definitely good for oily skin. You know, that's a plus. Also, you can add, if you just want to really just want, you know, just kind of take some of the dead skin off of your face or even your body, you can make a little base, put some lemon juice in it, add a little egg white, mix it up, you know, wash with it. And pretty much at night, you know, because a lot of times when we shower in the morning, you know, we use other body wash and soaps and stuff like that. And so, you know, of course, using lemon juice and egg white, not going to get, you know, it's not going to be the best smelling thing, but at least you will be clean, right? All right, let's go on to tomatoes. How many of us love tomatoes? We eat them on our sandwiches, right? A lot of people love tomato soup, different things like that. We can actually take an actual tomato. It has a toning effect in it. Something about the vitamin C in it, it helps, you know, deter pimples a lot of times, and it helps with blemishes. Also, guys, I just learning this just blew my mind. It actually shrinks pores. So it helps when, you know, if you've got large pores, then, you know, it's not always as attractive. Take a tomato, you know, you can either make it in a base or just take that tomato. Again, when you're not doing nothing in the morning, rub it over your face and some of those blemishes, whatever. And it wouldn't be a bad idea to just maybe, you know, eat some tomato soup once a week or twice a week. I think all of those things that we, of course, you guys know this, we put in our bodies is what we're going to get out of it. So a lot of times if we're putting good things in there that actually nourishes our cells that our bodies require, you would be surprised at the results you get. And so tomatoes are actually supposed to be very good for shrinking pores and helping you to have more glowy skin. And come on, ladies, we all love that. And the guys, too, we all want to look good. I mean, this is the society we're living in. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, because if we don't take care of ourselves, who will, right? All right, let's move on to honey. We all put honey on our biscuits, you know. For me, I put it in green tea. Green tea is good. It's a good antioxidant, you know, as opposed to drinking coffee every morning, try a cup of green tea. No, it's not as good. I know that. But, you know, as my mom used to tell me when I wouldn't eat my veggies, it's not what you like, it's what's good for you. So, anyways, you can, you know, that honey, it actually, you take it, and you just rub it on your face. Again, leave it on for about 30, 40 minutes like a mask while you're doing your thing, your house chores or whatever. Honey actually tightens the skin. It's a good tightening property. It also, just like our tomatoes and our lemon juice, it actually helps promote good skin. Raw honey is even better. We can actually apply it to our face and our neck. We can also, again, mix a little egg white with that because of the proteins. It's really good. We can even add a little cinnamon powder. Cinnamon has a really good antioxidant in it. And having been one that deals with female fibroids, these are things that I've had to do research on because I'm a fairly healthy person with the exception of dealing with those type of things, female issues, and I actually found that it worked. And so just cinnamon, they said if you're dealing with some type of female issues, you know, with those little benign tumors or even cysts, different things like that, cinnamon actually can help dissolve those, some type of property in that actually goes in and helps shrink those things. It doesn't prevent, of course, let me make that clear, because, you know, everybody's system is different and everyone can't eat the same sorts of foods and different things like that. So I don't want to insinuate by any means that this could work for everyone. However, I do know that these properties are very harmful to the body. So most people can tolerate them. But honey is really good, guys. I mean, you know, it helps with wrinkles. Just put it on there, and you can actually feel the tightening effect. I think I've mentioned this before. I've been practicing in the cosmetology field for quite some time. I've worked for Lancome, and I've learned a lot of good beauty tips, shiatsu-type, Japanese-type stuff. And so very good ingredients. And, of course, I've worked with a lady who actually just promotes healthy skincare regimens using fruits and vegetables and have a pretty good clientele. So these things do work. Mixing a little egg white with honey, add a little cinnamon powder, make your little facial mask. You know, some people actually drink this stuff, guys. And, I mean, like people who do bodybuilding or, you know, of course, health girls, they pretty much believe in this type of stuff just because they want to maintain a healthy, balanced body. Tea tree oil, of course, has an antibacterial property in it. Of course, help reduces scarring and blemishes. Most people have put tea tree oil on scars or even like, say, if you get a mosquito bite or some chiggers or something like that, it's awesome, totally awesome. Good for foot baths if you have bad sore, aching feet, it's even known for helping with funguses on the toenail. So you can just take a little tea tree oil, rub it on your toenail, you know, and see what happens. See if it actually helps. You got some scarring. I actually take it in and put it on a lot of, you know, the stretch marks just because I have four kids. thank God they're not as bad, but, hey, I'm working on it. And I always tell people just do just like you would when you're using color and different things like that. We learn in beauty school you always do a strand test. Well, I always tell people do a little patch test. It's just like with anything, just to check for allergic reactions. It's not a bad thing. Also, aloe vera. Some people are allergic to aloe vera, but those that aren't, it definitely maintains good, smooth skin as well, especially in the summertime when it's really hot and you're burning. Not a bad thing to put on as opposed to, you know, in addition to some Neosporin or something. But I don't know if you guys know, it's also good for treating acne and blemishes and wrinkles and fine lines. So, you know, you don't need a lot. Just dab a little bit on there and you'd be surprised at what you get. Something that some of us use, a lot of professional chefs use this type of ingredient, but it's basil. To my surprise, of course, basil contains an antibacterial property. It helps the liver, guys. It helps with digestion, and it detoxifies. It aids in kidney support function. It's also helps guard against bacteria, yeast, fungi, mold, something, you know, many of us suffer from due to the elements and different things like that. So basil, I mean, of course, you can just buy that at the health food store anywhere. It's pretty cheap. Just you don't have to do it every day, you know, but just a little bit at a time. I think the more we do it, the more our bodies absorb. But you can, you know, actually just take a little bit and put it in some chicken noodle soup or add it to some of your favorite foods. Of course, I would think it tastes, you know, better in soups, but you never know what, you know, you can do so many things with basil. Those that suffer from anemia, I know, I'm with you, but beets. I found to just drink some beet juice. That's it. I can't eat a beet. However, it is so good for you if you are low in iron or your hemoglobin stays low, because that is what keeps your body going, your energy support, and gives you stamina. It helps improve that stamina. We all want that. So boost definitely beets. It boosts energy. Guys, it actually lowers blood pressure, fights cancer, helps with arthritic pain. Also, I found out it boosts brain power. Okay, Helps speed up metabolism. You can lose weight. It had because, of course, it's part of your red blood cell system. Beets. It has all these ingredients. And the ingredient I found out in it is called it's a phytochemical in it, and is definitely good for anemia. And that was just really, I mean, of course, I've been had to deal with this all my life, so now I understand why my mom forced me to eat beets. But now, of course, I just pretty much try to blend it up and add a little cranberry juice with it, kind of spice it up. But once I actually, you know, get it in my system and just it works. It actually helps. It has a mineral that actually fights infection, because, you know, our blood line can get really infected sometimes, and it causes bacteria to build up, and we can have some sort of infection in our blood, which is definitely not good. So beets is definitely a blood purifier and a liver cleanser. So that's awesome. You know, those are some things, guys. These are, and they're really cheap little things. You know, you can go to the store and get a can of beets for 60 cents. And I try to do this whenever I can. I don't diet at all, but for the most part, you know, I try to keep it all balanced, because, I mean, let's just face it, these are not always the best foods, but they're good for us. And then some people just really love veggies and fruits, and that's awesome. I mean, I do love veggies and fruits, but I also love other foods too, guys. I mean, I love to eat. I grew up on food. So I grew up, my family would always have good family dinners and everything. So anyways, I'm going to go ahead real quick. We're going to get back to the other properties I want to go over with you guys before we end the show. Also, just want to make mention that the Love Girl will be on the show next week. There will be a two-part series. This is an international online dating service. Non-online dating service. I'm sorry. That's what makes this business so unique, because they actually kind of going back old school, and it's pretty interesting. So you guys definitely want to tune in. We're going to have a two-part series. You can feel free to call in, ask the Love Girl some questions. He's going to be here answering questions and giving out advice. Anyways, guys, I want to go ahead and play the cut of the day, and I will be right back.
Through the social.
right, guys, that was the cut of the day. We all can use a little devotion. We all know what true devotion is. So, hey, let's just devote ourselves to good health and happy health. And, you know, I hope this song uplifted your day and can help make a better way. So, hey, that was true devotion. Anyhow, let me go ahead and move on, guys. I want to talk about some energy, something to boost your immune system. They say apples and spinach is good. It has, again, these so-called phytochemicals in it, and it's supposed to be very good. Apples and spinach, you know, spinach is fairly cheap. Spinach is actually good for you. It's also good for your iron, good for your liver. It has very good antioxidants in it, so it's very good. Also, I want to talk about, real quick, because, you know, time goes by so fast, blueberries. We all know about the blueberries, right? Not only does it have a natural aspirin in it, we know that it also protects against the DNA damage. It aids in urinary tract infections, contains an antiviral properties, lots of detoxifying photonutrients, and all this good stuff. We're going to go down and they said Brazilian nuts, cabbage, cilantro. We talked about the green tea. Cilantro, most of us cook with. We eat cabbage. Of course, we know what cabbage is good for, the intestinal system. So that's good. If we can just try to incorporate some of these things in our diet, I think we can certainly live long, like this guy, Dr. Oz, talked about in his article. And, of course, he mentioned the exercise. He said that you know, that they found that older folks need to use it to lose it and move it, or more than likely we're going to gain it and our health will deteriorate. And so, hey, those of us that are, you know, we're moving up the ladder and we're, you know, the time is moving so fast, it doesn't matter about your age, it's how you maintain your body. And you can, I mean, we can always turn back the clock. I certainly believe that. Want to share one more, if not a couple more, for time's sake. I'm watching the time here. You know, sometimes our hair, as we get older, it gets really dry. Sometimes it starts thinning out. I heard, and actually I'm going to try this myself, but I thought I would share with you guys. Just crush up some prenatal vitamins. I take prenatal vitamins just because, like I said, I need all the nutrients I can get, but take some prenatal vitamins, crush it up. You can actually mix it up in a protein shake. You can do so many things with it that way. You can get better absorption from it. But as far as the hair, she said crush it up in your conditioner or your shampoo. I would say more so the conditioner, because you tend to leave that on longer than anything. So that's probably what I would do. Just kind of crush it up there, you know, put your little plastic cap on there. And, I mean, I actually witnessed this girl's hair grow. I mean, she was having some issues with her hair, and I'm like, wow, your hair has grown. She's like, yeah. And she said, you know, this is what my beautician told me to do. And I'm thinking, really? I've never heard of that. So, you know, I mean, it makes sense. And so, anyhow, she's got really nice, shiny, long hair. So those are just some simple, everyday things that we do have, you know, in our fridge and that we actually buy most of the time anyway. There's a thing on the market called licorice, condonipsis, and it's a seaweed. It's supposed to be an energy enhancer. It helps boost the metabolism and mood. Can you guys believe that? Combats fatigue and improve energy levels, just generally in general. So it's something that you can get from the health food store. Especially, like I said, with the girls that may be dealing with some health issues as far as with the reproductive organs and different things like that. A lot of the beets, the celery, some of the things that I mentioned, the basil, those are good things that can actually help, just help our bodies and our blood flow a lot better within our systems, because there's so many things that we can eat that can disrupt the harmony of our system and cause us to be imbalanced. So anyways, guys, that's pretty much it today. Time is wrapping up, and I certainly appreciate you guys joining me, listening into the show, going in, downloading, archiving. Like I said, got some guests lined up. Love Girl will be on next week, July 4th and July 11th. And the next following week, we have Jay. She's going to come in. Join us on the broadcast to talk about some really economical ways to make some good gifts. She does crafts, and she's going to come on the broadcast and talk about that with us as well. So in the meantime, guys, I just wanted to go ahead and offer up those tips to you. I hope it's been very helpful. I also want to thank my prior guest for being with me last week, Ethan Parker with Gamers Haven. Certainly appreciate all that good information. Also, thank all my prior guests who've been here with us and everything. So thanks so much for joining, D-Love, with Real Talk One-on-One with you. We are here for you, and again, we are devoted. So thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and end the show, give you guys a little music to kind of wake you up and get you in the mood, okay? So let's stay devoted, guys. God bless. Peace out.